the Republican Party officially opposes this measure called Proposition 71. Why is Schwarzenegger saying he favors stem cell research and this measure?
Well, Arnold marches to his own drummer, number one. Number two, there were a lot of competing pressures on the governor. The Republican Party stands against stem cell research. The governor's own hesitation originally on the proposition on the basis of cost and the need to borrow $3 billion more in bonds, having just passed a $15 billion bond issue. But the governor has also said that he is supportive of new ventures in California. He's supportive of bringing in business that will help improve the economy and venture capitalism. And venture capitalists have been among the major supporters of Prop 71. And the governor has the pressure of Hollywood on him. He is still a part of Hollywood. And the creative community of Hollywood in particular has become very vocal in support.
Just very briefly here, this is an issue in the presidential campaign, stem cell research, an issue that Democrats have seized upon.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger must have been mindful of the possibility that he would embarrass the president of his party.
The governor is a centrist. The governor understands that he was elected with the significant help of Democrats and independents in the state. And both voter groups strongly support stem cell research.
Now, what is the political risk here for Governor Schwarzenegger as you see it?
I don't see any truly short-term political risk. Remember, the governor said one of the reasons he finally came down in support of Prop 71, although he has criticized over-borrowing, is that the bill to the state won't begin to come due until 5 years after the passage of Prop 71. So that sort of takes him off both the political and economic hook, if you will. It maintains his image as a centrist, as a reformer. It's not going to back him into a financial hole. He is betting that the biotech industry will tick up in California and help our economic turnaround and help increase the number of jobs available. And I do think also there is an understanding that the step that he has taken endorsing 71 is in line with the thinking of the California electorate. And mind you, if indeed 71 passes, and it's very narrowly ahead at this point, he will gain the credit for it, and that will give him more political clout.
Sherry, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a senior scholar at the School of Policy Planning and Development at the University of Southern California, in the state where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has now thrown his support behind a bond measure favoring embryonic stem cell research.